We try to really focus on prayer and praise for our thing, but like to get our hearts and minds attuned by just a short time of looking to the Word of God, and tonight just primarily looking to the concept of prayer, going through a little book I found called The Hidden Life of Prayer, and not everything that's said is worth repeating, but this is talking about as you pray, the tribute of praise. And let's not forget that component. How often in the scriptures do we read that he says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. And three things tonight. Give thanks for daily mercies. Take the trouble to observe and consider the Lord's dealings with us. What's the next line? My paper didn't print it out. There you go. Take the trouble. Okay. Take the trouble to observe. It's like we're so loaded with blessings, we begin to take them for granted. And, well, of course I have that. Of course that's the way it is. I've been thinking about some of our family and friends in Jacksonville, Florida. And we had to leave, but we recorded the news that was reporting on Jacksonville time during the storm, and deep flooding there. So we haven't heard really from the family members, I don't think. Have you heard anything today? Yeah.
Georgia's power came on.
Yeah, Georgia's power came on.
There.
But I mean, just think about that, you know. Every day he has loaded us with blessings. And notice that. It's like the spoiled brat child of the wealthy home that just expects that. It's the way it is. That life should be this way for me, you see. And let's not be that person. Heard the story of a young invalid who said, I have experienced today the most exquisite pleasure that I have ever had in my life. I was able to breathe freely for about 5 minutes. Do we give thanks for breathing freely? Even our trials are for our good, should be objects of thanksgiving. James tells us, James 1, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, trials. Knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. I always remember Dr. Mike Kopp, who his family going through a number of trials now. His eldest son's young wife just died of a really tough situation. And they're leaving the funeral, which will be this Sunday, which is up in, what is it, Boise, Idaho?
Yes.
Going down to, and where is Emily? Is that Florida or
Pensacola?
And she's having a very high risk pregnancy, so they're going from one difficult thing to another. In fact, they're waiting for the baby to be developed enough that they can induce the labor. She's already been in the hospital with severe contractions. They got that calmed down. But Dr. Mike was always saying when the church was going through some difficulty, he says, oh boy, I can't wait to see what God's going to do now. And I'm going, are you real? But, you know, that attitude, it just can be infectious. And we ought to be the one doing that. We ought to be the one saying these things. So think of the everyday blessings. And then secondly, realize how many problems you have been spared. Just look at the news and you see we're griping that we haven't got enough rain here in central Indiana. But hear of medical problems, warfare, pestilence, broken families. Praise God for sparing you any and all of these burdens. As you come to God in prayer, gather this all up. See the multitude of golden blessings around your feet, and see all the horrible things that haven't come near you. And just turn to Him for thanks in daily mercies. Secondly, give thanks for salvation. The reason you have open access to the throne of grace is that Christ was willing to spill His blood to pave the way. Meditate on the horrors of damnation. I don't think this is something you want to do just all the time, but see the emptiness of the present life. See how Scripture, God Himself, describes the unsaved life. We hear this in Ephesians 4, 17 to 19. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye, you Gentile Ephesians, henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity. This is the emptiness. This is the purposelessness of their mind. You know, the Gentiles were not just a little bit off. They had never had the Word of God. They didn't know the truth. They were making it all up. They had superheroes for gods living on a mountain, you know, stuff like that. And their society was just filthy and brutal. And he says it's the vanity of their mind. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness. And this is, Brother Jeb was telling us that this is the word for being calloused. So it can mean blindness in the eye or hardness of the heart. And the picture that he gives in verse 19, who being past feeling, to have a heart that's so calloused that you can't feel anymore, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. You read lasciviousness, it means just doing anything that you want. It just, back in the 60s, they used to say, let it all hang out. That's lasciviousness. To work all uncleanness with greediness. Give me more. Give me more. So, thank God for salvation that's delivered you from this, opened your eyes to the truth. Not only the emptiness of the present life, but see the eternal agony of hell. When you think of a God of mercy, recognize that any moment of your life that's not spent in hell is because He's a God of mercy. Matthew 18, 8, wherefore if thy hand or foot offend thee, cut them off. How horrible would that be? Slicing off an entire appendage. Cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. So get thrilled with your salvation. Be thankful for that. And not only meditate on the horrors of damnation, but meditate on your liberty and your eternal prospects in heaven. Your present life is filled with purpose and blessing. There's a reason for your existence. There's a reason to wake up in the morning. My first prayer is thank you for the gift of life and the gift of purpose. And your future life is filled with unimaginable glories. To be welcomed into God's family, to be called a son of God, that's what Christ is called, to be brother to the Lord Jesus Christ, taken to His heart as the prodigal son was. And finally, praise God for His transcendent perfections. Thank God for who He is. You ever see those ugly idols in India? There's a rat god or goddess, I don't know. Looks like a giant rat dressed up in clothes. It'd be pretty hard to embrace that in a devotional sense, you know, just the horrors of the concept. Our God, transcendent in His perfections, and adoring Him praising him for who he is, because he does what he does because he is who he is. He is good, therefore he does good. Let this transport you into his presence so that you're lifted out of this world of trouble. Meditate on his infinitely perfect works. Think of creation. Think of salvation. And meditate on his infinitely perfect character, both his love and his judgment. He will do nothing unfairly. And takes pains to show that to man. So as we go to prayer, let us not forget the element of the tribute of praise, giving him that tribute.